of levels, the five levels, six levels, not working now, are number one. What is the first thing? You are conscious of this. You are conscious of my presence in this room. You are conscious of everybody here. This is called physical conscious. People you are physically aware of. Things you are physically aware of. They exist in bodies. Your father, your son, your child, your relatives, people who are there. You have physical consciousness of them. People and things about whom you have a physical, there's a definite physical dimension to this. With physical dimensions, it is the first level, that is D1 to D12. All charts from D1 to D12 are connected with those things in life which have a physical dimension. So this is called the level of physical consciousness. All charts. So when we talk of a Rashi chart, we are talking of me or you or somebody with a chart having a physical body. We are not talking of somebody without a physical body. If we are talking of somebody or something without a physical body, then don't look at the Rashi chart. It's not important. The first sign or the D1 chart has to do with the body. Or any being or anything with the body. Okay? When I talk of D4 chart, Parashara says bhaga or portion, proportion. Normally we talk of portion or proportion in relation to property. So, this has to do with physical properties. This is my house. A house means what? It has got walls, it has got this thing. It's not like a tree. Or maybe a tree. Maybe a long time back people said this was my tree and that's your tree. Like Tarzan, swing. You know? Maybe there was a time. I'm not sure. But then there will be a clear cut physical boundary. It is not my imagination. It is not my thinking. And at the ground level it will be there. A clear marking is there. When we talk of the D6 chart, what is this? Who are there in D6? They are not my weaknesses. Physical, my enemies who are physically existing. Physical, you know, people or things or beings or who are physically available as my enemies. Or who or with whom I have a mismatch in thinking or desires or who are creating problems. Because this is the physical level of conscious. D7 chart. Should it be spouse? Kids. Okay. D7 is called fruits of marriage. And what are the fruits of marriage? New car, new house? Better improved bank balance? Yeah? Present generation. Fruits of marriage are children. Why are the fruits of marriage children? Anybody? Yeah, fruit is gains. In astrology, the term fruit, Vedic terminology, fruits, labha, is called as gains, the house of gains. So the house of gains from the seventh house, that is the house of marriage, is the fifth house. Am I being understood? The 11th house from the 7th house is the 5th house. The fruit or the gains from marriage is the children. That is why the 5th house is the house of children. That is the definition. That is why when we take the 7th house and break it into parts, actually what are we seeing over there? What are the fruits that I am getting out of that? Physical fruits. I'm not talking of, oh, my wife talks so nicely. She may be. That's not important. So why shouldn't we find the children? Because they come out from marriage. They come from marriage. Or they are looked upon as a fruit of the marriage. It is possible that two people marry and may decide not to have any children and they may adopt a child. But still then, it is a fruit of marriage. Yeah. The child is there at the physical, this thing. It has a physical body and we are looking after a physical person. Am I being understood? D9 chart. Fruits of dharma. And what are the fruits of dharma? Marriage. Why would the fruit of dharma be marriage? What is dharma? Let's say in a very, very, at the physical level again. Dharma has got different levels. At the physical level. Let's say somebody from a village who doesn't understand much about my language that I'm speaking, were to ask me, what is dharma? I say, see, dharma is very simple. Before it rains, you sow your seeds. And when it rains, you leave the field alone. Follow the nature of God in having your fields. Be a good human being.